We are your station, 88.9 KETR. Happy to be joined on this day after Thanksgiving by Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. In addition to all the Thanksgiving holidays, Alice, a lot of movies coming out. This is a popular time of year.
Right. They're starting to let the big ones out. It's really great. And for the holiday, we have three very fine children's movies, but they're also just as good for the parents. That's
okay.
What's great about these.
Well, let's start with Hugo.
Okay, this is surprisingly done by Martin Scorsese. You know, doing a children's film for him is really very strange. But it's his 3D also, which is, he's certainly never done anything like that. It's the story of a boy in 1930s era Paris who lives within the bowels of this train station and makes all the clocks run because his drunken uncle has disappeared, and that was his job. And this boy is chased around by the station inspector, who's played very well by Sacha Baron Cohen in a nice role. And but the whole thing has to do with gadgetry and the clocks and this automaton, which is a man. It's like a clock, a giant clock, but the man actually moves. And also to do with early days of filmmaking. And one of the characters is George Melies, who was in real life an actual early filmmaker. And at the end of the movie, it's just glorious, especially for us film buffs, because they show clips from the actual films that he did. This character, by the way, is played by Ben Kingsley. And Melies was very famous, as he made 800 movies, and only about, I think, 80 of them survived. But they do show clips, and it shows the wonder of the early days, 100 years ago, when films were born, really.
And they do this well for the younger audience, then?
Yes, and for the adults as well.
Okay.
It's a little long. That's been the criticism of the movie. The movie's more than 2 hours long. I wish it could have been a little shorter, and it kind of bogs down occasionally, but it's just so well made, and the 3D is spectacular. It's James Cameron-level 3D. It's really fine.
Yeah, odd that a Martin Scorsese film doesn't have guns and violence in it.
Right. But he does have the long tracking shots, which he's really famous for in most of it. Goodfellas and all of his movies really has one continuous thing. And he has that in the beginning of this movie, this really elaborate long shot where the boy is going up through where all the clocks in the station are.
Okay, good. Another children's movie, Arthur Christmas.
And I'm just wild about this one. I was so surprised. I hadn't even heard of it before. It's animated, but it's done by the producers that did Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit. Those were stop action. This is a regular animated film. But it's that Aardman company, the British company, that is just absolutely state of the art with what they do. And this is a story about three generations of St. Nicholas, Santa Claus. And it's got this modern Santa who's done by, the present-day Santa who's done by the voice of Jim Broadbent. And he has this new age way of delivering toys. It's a team of reconnaissance elves who go along with Santa on this massive spaceship, and they manage to get the gifts to hundreds of millions of children each Christmas Eve. But one child is forgotten, and so Santa's son, who's Arthur, decides that he has got to get this one gift to this child. They've broken they haven't kept the record up. They're not supposed to let any child be left behind. So Arthur goes with Grand Santa, who is 126 years old, and that's the voice of Bill Nye. And by the way, Arthur is done by James McAvoy. And they take up the reins. They get out the old sleigh, which they call Eve, and they go with the reindeer, who are powered by magic dust. And they go all over the world, and they have adventures, end up in Africa and chased by lions, and accidentally get in Mexico because their GPS is off. And anyway, it's just delightful. And Hugh Laurie is another of Santa's sons, Steve, and he's the head of Mission Control. It's just full of great one-liners and crazy antics and just absolutely for children and adults.
Well, that seems more realistic to me because I just couldn't put together, you know, how Santa did it all by himself in one night. So with the help of the elves, I think, more doable there.
Yeah. It is. It seems really logical. And one of the kids says in the beginning, Santa, I just can't find the North Pole on Google Earth. I can't find your place. And so this is for the digital age and for the kids that are a little bit more with it.
Okay, good. And the Muppets are back for this weekend.
Yes, and although this several, maybe two generations don't remember them that well because they had long-running TV show and also a slew of movies. They haven't been around for a while, but they immediately endear themselves back and get back in our good graces with Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, mm-hmm. Animal Gonzo, and all the whole rest of the furry, fuzzy, and feathered gang. And they have a get back together. They've all gone off on their own, and they're grown back together in order to try to save their old studio, the old theater in Hollywood.
Okay.
And this has got live action mixed in with the Muppets, the live characters. Jason Segel, who is, by the way, the co-screenwriter, he's in it with Amy Adams. And Segel has a brother who happens to be a Muppet that's hard to understand, but his name is Walter. And they go on the studio tour of the Muppets place and find out that it's being taken over by this rich oil man who's going to dig for oil right there on the site and get rid of the studio. So the Muppets get together. They go out and find each of the Muppets, and it's hilarious. Each of the ones are doing strange things, and some of them are in a group called the Muppets that's in Vegas. And they're kind of the dark side of the Muppets.
Okay.
So
the evil twin.
They bring them back and put on a telethon, the greatest Muppet telethon ever. And in the meantime, there's also all these celebrities, Jack Black, Whoopi Goldberg, Selena Gomez, and jillions of others who all wanted to be in the movie with the Muppets. And it's just got humor again for all ages.
Good. So the Muppets strike again here.
Right.
Okay. Hugo, Arthur Christmas, and the Muppets, and all geared toward the children. And that's a good time to get the kids out during the Thanksgiving holiday and have them see a movie or two.
Right, and the parents will have a good time, too.
Yes, they will. That's fun for all ages, as you say. So looking forward to that, and we appreciate you talking to us during your holiday break, Alice.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. She joins us each Friday at this time. This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and your local newscast is next.